Washington, this is VOA News. New wave of bombing sweep Baghdad. Election Day violence hits Bangladesh. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. More bloodshed in Iraq. At least 19 people were killed in Baghdad Sunday in a new wave of bombings. The deadliest attack took place in northern Baghdad's mainly Shiite Shab district, where two car bombs exploded, killing at least 9 people and wounding 25. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombings. The violence comes as Iraqi troops and allied tribesmen are attempting to push Islamist fighters of al-Qaeda's local branch from the key cities of Ramadi and Fallujah in western Anbar province. Iraqi officials say government forces launched an airstrike on Ramadi Sunday, killing 25 militants. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israelis and Palestinians are making some progress in peace talks, but maybe not enough. VOA's Scott Bobb reports from Jerusalem.
Secretary of State Kerry arrived in Jordan following 4 days of intensive talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. He met 3 times with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. He told reporters afterwards the parties were discussing a framework to guide negotiations on a final settlement. Palestinian chief negotiator Saeb Erekat said this should include all the core issues.
No one benefits more from the success of Secretary Kerry's efforts than Palestinians, and no one stands to lose more of failure than Palestinians.
Kerry also met 3 times with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said at Sunday's cabinet meeting serious concerns remain. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.
South Sudan's warring factions have opened peace talks in Ethiopia as violence continues in at least 2 regions of South Sudan. Representatives for President Salva Kiir and ex-Vice President Riek Machar are expected to discuss details for a ceasefire and rebel demands for the release of political prisoners. Bangladesh held a parliamentary election Sunday marred by violence and low voter turnout. At least 18 people were killed, and opposition protesters firebombed polling stations, destroying ballots. Anjana Pasricha has details.
Scores of polling booths were attacked or set on fire by opposition activists.